1-800-795-5245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning was to have been retired Brigadier General James Hutchins. Dr. Hutchins is a Christian Zionist, and he wanted to talk about what's going on in Israel, and we may start our program with that. I'm not sure we're going to have a guest, so I do hope that many of you out there will, if you're in the listening audience, give us a call, 970-689-8255. And, of course, Dr. Hutchins is concerned about the fact that Olmert, who's the Prime Minister of Israel, is quite willing to make any concessions for peace. And the trouble is, there's never going to be peace in the Holy Land. Unfortunately, you have the Palestinians who hate the Jews. You have the Jews who hate the Palestinians. And the Palestinians, no matter how many concessions the Israelis make, are never going to be willing to live in peace with the Jews. This is just the reality of the way the situation is. And you and I are not going to change it. Now, Dr. Hutchins is a Christian Zionist. One of those who believes that it is our obligation to support Israel because, of course, of God's covenant with the Jewish people. Unfortunately, you know, many of the people who are in Israel today are not, are Jewish, are not traditional Jews in any way. They don't believe in anything. They just haven't been a Jewish heritage, but they certainly do not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. They're there because they just want a place to live. And there's a tremendous secular influence within the Jewish government. And the question is, should America be, you know, giving massive amounts of money to Israel? Should Christian Zionists be bringing Jews from all over the world to Israel? I mean, what about God? Does God really need our help? Well, my attitude and my belief is that certainly by giving massive amounts of money to Israel through the years, the Council on Foreign Relations, which really controls the American government, has put Israel into a totally impossible situation. We have an invisible government in the United States. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations. It is one of a number of internationalist, globalist groups headed by people of great wealth. And the origin of the movement of the Council on Foreign Relations comes from a secret society. Now, nobody's going to tell you that. But the Council on Foreign Relations was formed in 1921 as basically a front group for a secret society known as the Round Table and for J.P. Morgan interests, which were tied into that secret society and secret movement, which has its foundation in the occult. Where can you verify what I'm saying? Why, pages 951 and 952 of the book written by Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, the book is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and the book was actively suppressed. We have an interview with Professor Quigley, and it's available from Radio Liberty and not elsewhere, where Professor Quigley tells how his book was suppressed for many years. Somebody came up and bought up the publisher, Macmillan, and destroyed the plates to the first half of the book, and then lied to Professor Quigley for many years, and told him they were going to republish the book and had no intention of doing that. Why? Because the last thing that the occult establishment in the United States wants is for the American people to know that the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret occult society. And these people always apply this Secretary of State. I mean, every Secretary of State going all the way back to the time of Cordell Hull immediately after World War II has come. Every Secretary of State had come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. And they control American policy, not only internationally, but towards Israel. And, of course, it has been my feeling for many years that they've been doing everything they could to get as many Jews as they possibly could into Israel, with the idea, ultimately, that they would destroy Israel and kill off as many Jews as they could and thwart God's plans for the final days. Because there really is a spiritual battle in the world today, because those who support the God of the Bible and those who hate the God of the Bible. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We'd like to hear from you and get your ideas on what's going on today, attitude towards Israel, or anything else you'd like to talk about, because, well, our regularly scheduled guests just didn't show up, and quite frankly, we need your calls, because I don't know if my voice would hold out for a full hour at this time, but unfortunately, Israel is in terrible straits today. Mr. Olmert, who's the prime minister, is intent upon the betrayal of Israel, of turning part of Jerusalem, a part of the Holy Mount, over to the Palestinians. And no matter what you do, they're not going to be peace. I mean, you can make all the concessions you want to with people who hate you, and it's not going to bring peace. Do I have a solution to the problems of Israel? Absolutely not. I don't think it's an insoluble problem. Only God is going to solve that problem. Certainly not the Council on Foreign Relations that hates Israel and is doing everything they can to weaken Israel, and time again, because the United States gives massive amounts of money and military aid to Israel. They have dictated their policies, and time and again, in military situations, they forced Israel to seize defeat out of the laws, out of the jaws of victory. And this is the great tragedy. We have people at the highest levels of our government who profess concern for Israel, but really, really hate Israel and hate the Jewish people. And bringing as many Jewish people as they possibly can to Israel with the idea that when Israel is ultimately destroyed, the vast majority of Jews, at least who are there, will be destroyed as well. And there has been, and I believe there is a spiritual battle going on. I believe that there are Luciferian organizations, and those of you who listen to our programs, we even give you their website. Websites like luciustrust.org. Go there, read it. Understand, this is not imaginary. This is not make-believe. This is the reality of what's going on today. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and in His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Jerry and Greeley, are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in. And again, our number 970-689-8255. Go ahead.
I was wondering if I might change the subject.
You certainly can.
I wanted to ask you your thoughts about the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, H.R. 1955.
Well, I think that it is simply an effort to create a situation where they can go after people in America who don't want to move into this one-world government. And, of course, the idea is they're saying, oh, people who oppose the government are terrorists. Well, actually, the people in government who are trying to change our form of government, which they are trying to do and take us into this one-world government, they are the terrorists by the very definition of the Patriot Act. Those who want to change our form of government are considered terrorists, and that's the people in the CFR. That's the people in the executive branch of government. But what this whole legislation is my understanding, is to set up a committee to study the threat of domestic terrorism. But what is a domestic terrorist? And I believe that the people in the CFR are domestic terrorists. They're subversives intent upon destroying our nation. I doubt very much, however, if this commission that is being established is going to investigate the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, Opus Dei, the Masons, and all these other people intent upon destroying our way of life.
Well, as I understand it, the committee members individually will be allowed to spread out across the country and set up their hearings and call witnesses, force testimony. And then after a year and a half, set up a commissariat to basically determine who needs to be punished and then who will be allowed to continue to have any free speech.
Well, I think you're exactly correct. And I think that what we ought to do is try to get our people to testify before this commission and point out the subversive influence that exists at the Harold Pratt House at 5080 68th Street in New York City. What we need to do is turn the tables on these people and try to utilize this this new commission to bring out the fact that America is under attack by the domestic terrorists, and many of them wear the very proper suits and they work within our government, and their intent is upon changing our form of government from a free society to a totalitarian society, a feudalistic society under a ruling elite. So let's look upon this as an opportunity rather than as a threat. At least try to utilize this and try to utilize everything that is happening today as an educational tool, because until the American people value freedom and understand it's under attack and understand who is behind that attack, nothing's going to change. People are going to have to realize there is a threat to them, and only at that point are they going to get involved in this battle. And then began looking beyond the obvious and the political to the spiritual forces which energize the people within the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome and Masonry, and realize that these people worship a different God. And they're trying to destroy Christianity and Judaism and the very foundations of this once great Christian nation.
Very well put, sir. I hear another call, so I'll leave now.
Well, I don't know there is another call out there, but oh, there it is. Your hearing is better than mine. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
Again, our number 970-689-8255. And apparently our guest forgot to call in. So who do we have on the line now?
This is General Jim Hutchins, Dr. Stan.
Oh, well, we're so glad that you did call in. We were wondering what had happened. We had nothing prepared. And Dr. Hutchins certainly served in the military. He was a chaplain. He retired as a brigadier general. Today he heads a Christian Zionist organization concerned, as I think we all are, about the concessions being made by a Prime Minister Olmert in Israel, who is willing to concede part of the eastern part of Jerusalem and large parts of that area to the Palestinians in the name of land for peace. But how much land do you have to give up for peace? Can there ever really be peace in the Holy Land until the hearts of men have changed? So you pick up the story there, General.
Well, this is coming in the wake of the Annapolis conference last week. And the conference was basically, as you have suggested, an attempt to restart the roadmap to peace that President Bush inaugurated in 2002. He is the first president to call for a separate Palestinian state. And he has initiated the roadmap to peace to bring that about. And this is, you might say, about the fourth or fifth verse of the same song.
Right.
Only at this point, the land under discussion is the West Bank, namely Judea and Samaria, which is the heartland of Israel, and also the division of Jerusalem.
Right.
So, but it, the land for peace policy is a failed policy. And I think Gaza is the ultimate example of that. The Israelis pulled out of Gaza completely, and it's now been a terrorist swamp. Al-Qaeda is there now. Hamas rules it. Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade is there. Fatah is likewise in charge of the West Bank. And that these terrorist organizations have in their charter documents not peace with Israel, but the dismemberment and the total destruction of Israel. So Israel really doesn't have a peace partner, and I think we're living in a delusion. I think the administration is. I think that probably, you know, there is goodwill there. There's a noble effort there. President Bush is a Christian. I have every reason to believe that. But he's, I must say, I believe he's misguided in trying to put forth this land for peace process. It's a failed process.
But how could a Christian pray to Allah? The president says he prays to Allah, that we all pray to the same God.
Yeah.
Doesn't he understand that Allah is not the God of the Bible?
I really don't think he does, Dr. Stan.
How could anybody be that naive and be an evangelical Christian?
Yeah, well, he's not informed. He's certainly not informed.
Well, maybe somebody ought to inform him that we ought to stop bringing the imams into the White House to pray, and he ought to quit going into the mosque to pray.
Yeah.
I've been in mosques, but I would never pray to the God of the Bible in a mosque.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, certainly I agree with you. Certainly we have a very, very real problem, you know, with this idea that if you just keep making concessions, things are going to get better. And yet, of course, President Bush is doing everything that he can to pressure the Israelis to make more and more concessions, which is only going to, of course, ultimately, if President Bush is successful, lead to the destruction of Israel.
Well, basically, I see this land for peace policy as an appeasement policy. Appeasement is a policy of accepting the imposed conditions of an aggressor in lieu of armed resistance, it usually at the sacrifice of principles. It usually means giving in to the demands of the aggressor in order to avoid war.
Amen.
And that's
to that.
We're giving in to the demands of the Palestinian jihadists in order to avoid war, and that's appeasement.
But you know, the things that there's so many things going on today, and as I read the internet day after day, I find that certainly Israel is giving money to Fatah. fought as a terrorist organization. Oh, they say, well, you know, they're not as bad as Hamas. But Fatah is financing Hamas. We're giving armed, in fact, just yesterday I read that they were giving 24, you know, armored vehicles to Fatah, the Israelis war. Why in heaven's name would Israel be arming and giving, you know, armored vehicles to the terrorist organization? Why would Israel be releasing, you know, 400 or 500 terrorists at a time so they can go back to, you know, into Palestine and then come back to kill more Jews? So much of what's going on from a logical point of view just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't make any sense. And I think it's an attempt on the part of Israeli leadership led by Prime Minister Olmert to appease the Palestinians.
Well, that's like trying to, you know, make a tiger a vegetarian by feeding him meat.
Yeah. Well, that's what Churchill said. You know, appeasement is feeding the crocodile, hoping that he'll eat you last.
Right.
And
very well put.
Yeah. General Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, when he was president, said appeasement is really surrender on the installment plan.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening here, and it does defy any logic or common sense. But I think it's an attempt to appease the Palestinians. Our whole policy, our whole relationship to the Palestinians and Israelis is really a dysfunctional relationship, in my view. It's as though we are acting like the bewildered mother who sees the abusing father, namely the Palestinians, continuing to abuse the children, namely the Israelis, and living in denial of it. And it's very dysfunctional. We're just living in denial of the Palestinian jihadist stated goals. We know what their goals are, but hoping against hope that they're going to change. They're not going to change. But, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Well, unless there are people really within our State Department who want to see Israel destroyed and want to see the Israeli people slaughtered. And that is a possibility, you know, that there really are people who say one thing but have a different agenda, because there are some people who really hate the Jews.
Yep.
And from a spiritual point of view, and I know that you're an ordained minister, I believe that there is a spiritual force behind everything going on today, intent upon destroying Israel and destroying the Jews there and thwarting God's plan for the final days, where I think he has a plan for using the Jews in the final plan. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that's the case. I think, you know, reading the scriptures, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Amen to that.
And that and the growing, mounting anti-Semitism across the world gives testimony to that, I think.
It is amazing, you know, how often I will get letters condemning me for not condemning the Jews. Of course, they condemn me for not condemning the Catholics and everybody else, but really, the anti-Semitism that's out there is growing in intensity, and this intense hatred of the Jews, and they're responsible for all the problems in the world, and they control Washington, D.C., but I always point out, if they control Washington, D.C., they're doing a terrible job, because look what's happening to Israel.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's we see this policy that's in place right now, and it will probably be in place with the next president, whoever that is, Republican or Democrat.
Sure.
And you mentioned the State Department. The State Department has historically been very pro Arab. The Near East desk of the State Department is staffed by Arabists. And they have an agenda. There's no question about it. I think we see this this national intelligence estimate that has just come out, and it's under close scrutiny by a number of people, and many of them are saying it's come from some, as they say, State Department refugees who have an agenda, and I think that that agenda is not a pro-Israel agenda.
Sure. Well, what are your thoughts of, you know, what is happening and what should be done?
Well, if there's a silver lining in this whole experience that's going on in Israel right now, I would see it as the coming to the fore of an alternative to the roadmap to peace. And that alternative is being advanced by Rabbi Benny Elon. He's a member of the Israeli Knesset, the Parliament of Israel. And it's not a new initiative, but it does see Jordan playing a prominent role in this.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, General, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Hello. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, General Jim Hutchins. You go right ahead, General.
Well, I was just saying that if there's a silver lining here, I think it could be the role that Jordan could play. And as a matter of fact, there was a time when both Yasser Arafat and Ariel Sharon said that Jordan is the Palestinian state. And when King Hussein was living, he offered Yasser Arafat a prominent place in the government in Jordan. And in the early 70s, Arafat said, no, I want it all. And King Hussein said, no, you're not going to get it, kicked him out. And there were about 7,000 Palestinians that were killed as a result of that. And then, you know, the rest is history. Arafat went to Lebanon and proceeded to trash Lebanon. But this recognition of the place of Jordan is coming into prominence once again, and it's rightly so, because 70% of the population of Jordan is Palestinian. Now the big issue is, would King Abdullah be open to this? And we're suggesting, those who are suggesting this alternative are suggesting that we have a Marshall Plan for Jordan that would enable them to absorb Palestinians, the rest of the Palestinians, and actually become the economic center of the Middle East. So there are some alternatives there, but I think before anything happens, and this is in Rabbi Elon's plan, that the terrorist organizations have to be dismantled. They cannot continue. They must be neutralized. That's Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. These organizations that are dedicated to the destruction of Israel, and they have to be defeated. You cannot have peace negotiations with the enemy until the enemy's defeated.
You're absolutely right, but how are they possibly going to defeat Hezbollah? I mean, Israel tried to do that last year, and just just the time when they might have been successful. Why, Javier Solana and Condoleezza Rice went to Olmert and said, "You pull out now. You pull out now." So once again, we snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory. And it looked like Israel had lost the war. So, I mean, it was American pressure that kept them from defeating Hezbollah.
Well, that was part of it, Dr. Stan, but the major part of that was the leadership in Israel, and that was Prime Minister Olmert, who had the military experience to give leadership in time of war. They had a Minister of Defense who was a former labor leader, and he was catapulted into this position of Minister of Defense. Plus, they had a chief of staff that was an Air Force man, and they thought that the war could be won from the air. No war can be won from the air. You have to have boots on the ground.
That's right.
They now have a new chief of staff. He's an infantryman. The Minister of Defense is the former chief of staff of the Army and former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak. So, I mean, those people are in place, but the real weak link is Olmert himself, and he is a single-digit favorable approval in his country at this point. But I think the Israeli army can, and I really believe they have the capacity to dismantle these terrorist organizations.
Well,
the war in Lebanon was so grossly mismanaged that we got the end that we did there.
But the thing is that, will the American State Department allow that to happen? It appears to me, from my limited point of view, that Condoleezza Rice and the people in the State Department would never allow Israel to go in and clean out Hamas and clean out Hezbollah and clean out the Martyrs Brigade. I mean, because that is not what they want. I don't think they want Israel to be successful. You and I can, say what needs to be done, and I agree with you. They're going to have to be a military confrontation, and Syria is right there as well, really manipulating a great deal of what's going on. And so are some of the people in Iran who were actually financing Hezbollah. Hezbollah was an extension and brought about by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So, I mean, this is a much larger issue than just a couple of terrorist organizations.
Oh, it is. There's no question about it. And I think Israel recognizes that. Once again, this kind of pacified national intelligence estimate that came out here this week regarding Iran's stopping of their nuclear weapons program in 2003, Israel says, yeah, they stopped it, but they resumed it. And so Israel is feeling very much alone right now in as the one nation who recognizes from their own intelligence that Iran is continuing their weapons of mass destruction, and they'll probably when push comes to shove, Israel will as a matter of their own survival, have to take out the Iranian capacity for nuclear weapons. I mean, we're in a position right now, the Bush administration's in a position right now where they can hardly support or put forth a program that would bring sanctions on Iran. They're trying to do that, but it's very hard to do in light of the national recognition of this national intelligence estimate.
But, General, if Israel were to attack Iran and try to take out their nuclear facilities, why, it could plunge the whole of the Middle East into a terrible and bloody war. This would be my concern.
Well, the alternative is that Israel would be destroyed by Iran. And I think what we're seeing is the possibility of the scenario that the scriptures speak of, where the nations will surround Israel. Zechariah speaks of it. Zechariah 12 through 14 speaks of the that Jerusalem will become a cup of reeling to all the nations around them. And, when it says all nations will surround them, I must believe, sadly, that would include us as well, and the United States. But, we are seeing before our very eyes the possibility of the unfolding of an end-time scenario right in our lifetime here. I think the growing, mounting anti-Semitism that we talked about earlier, the agenda that the State Department has and has had for decades against Israel, pro-Arab, pro-Palestinian, the stand that the president has taken to this land for peace. It's an appeasement policy. It's a failed policy, and it's going to continue to fail. But I think we're on the brink of seeing what the scriptures have referred to. So,
well,
it's
General, I agree with you totally, and I think that is the X factor in this whole issue. Because if you look and see what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East today, from a logical point of view, none of it makes any sense.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make any sense, then there's got to be another explanation. And I think that, of course, most people don't look at it from the spiritual point of view, from the biblical point of view. And I agree totally. We are on the edge of terrible, terrible things happening. We'll be right back here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
This is Dr. Tom with the radio ministry Beit Shuvah, House of Repentance. My wife Annette and I are pleased to announce the expansion of our radio ministry to include our first meeting open to the public. This is not a church service, nor is it intended to replace your usual worship service. Our first meeting will be this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at America's Best Value in Longmont, Colorado. The address is 3815 Highway 119 at I-25 and Colorado 119, exit 240. Please join us.
back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is General Jim Hutchins. But before we go on, would you like to get your website out and talk a little bit about your ministry and go ahead and give it a plug?
Sure. Well, we have a website. It's www.tjci.org. That's an acronym for the Jerusalem Connection International, tjci.org. We are current on all the issues related to Israel, and we do have a free email newsletter that we send out each Friday. So you can sign up on our website to get that free email newsletter. And once again, it's www.tjci, the Jerusalem Connection International, tjci.org. We're a Christian Zionist organization, and by Christian Zionist, I mean we support the modern state of Israel as a partial fulfillment of what God has promised by covenant to provide a homeland for the Jewish people. It's not the ultimate fulfillment of it, but it is a partial fulfillment of it. And we're as I say, we're current on all the relevant issues, biblically related issues concerning Israel. We were talking about just before the break, Dr. Stan, the passage from Zechariah in anticipation of what could and will ultimately take place. It says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2, I'm going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day when all nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations, and all who try to move it will injure themselves. On that day, I will make the leaders of Judah like a firepot and a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume right and left all the surrounding peoples, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. So as we see the surrounding nations that have historically been the enemies of Israel, they will surface once again, and it speaks to all the nations on the earth will be gathered against her, but she will consume those right and left, the surrounding peoples. So I think it's very likely that we are seeing the beginnings of that. Unfortunately, that's being supported at this point by our own administration, by the stand that they've taken. And I think that the only thing that we can do about that is to let our voice be known.
And I think that's absolutely right. I think that God is going to bring terrible judgment on our country.
Exactly.
Because of what we have really done. And in the name of supporting and helping Israel, we're doing everything we can to destroy it. And I think your message is so important for people to understand that our leaders say one thing, but they have a different agenda.
Well, you just wonder who's advising them. And because the actions that they're getting, the president, the secretary of state, it certainly defies logic, as we have said. It defies common sense, but it also defies the God of Israel and what he has revealed in his scriptures. And if there are people that are advising them that are supposedly believers, they are not advising them according to what the scriptures actually say.
Well, I agree with you totally. And I really believe, tragically, that we have a lot of people who say one thing, who profess to be Christians, but, you know, if we could only know it was in their heart, why, of course, it would be entirely different. And then I do believe that there are spiritual forces out there that sometimes are misleading good people, and I believe
right.
That we are really involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. And until we recognize that, that is the X factor that begins to explain all of these unexplainable things going on, this fact that so much, just is totally illogical.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to, actually what you're saying I agree with, I think we have to rise above the geopolitical evaluation of these situations and recognize that God has indeed spoken to them.
Amen to that. I think that's so important. We look at the geopolitics. We look at we see these things, and then we scratch our head and say, How can this be solved? You know, and why are we doing all of these things?
Right.
Ignoring the spiritual forces working behind the scenes that are really, leading, I believe, the whole world into a terrible, terrible confrontation.
One of the encouraging aspects of all of this to me has been the growing relationship between Jews, not Christian Jews, but Jews who read the Bible. They read the Hebrew Scriptures. And Christians who read the Hebrew Scriptures, and they come out with the same conclusion. Now, we don't get a lot of support from liberal Jews. But we get support from Jews who read the Bible, Orthodox people who are reading the Torah. Because you cannot read the Scriptures and take them at face value and come out with some decision to divide Jerusalem and give up more land. But there is a growing relationship between the Jewish people who know their history and who know their Bible, know the Hebrew Bible. And, that's what we're basing our understanding on, what the Hebrew Scripture says. Of course, for the Christian, we have the New Testament. We have additional insight. But it is a bringing together of these people, and it's a new day as far as the relationship between Christians and Jews. As a matter of fact, let me just say this. Each year, on the National Day of Prayer, which is the first Thursday in May, for the last 5 years, the Israeli Embassy here in Washington, on Friday, following that National Day of Prayer, they have had an Israel Solidarity Day, and the people that they invite to that are Christians. And it's amazing to see this because, it underscores the fact that Israelis and many Jewish people recognize that the best friends that they have are Christians who believe the Bible. And they support them.
Really about the only friends that they have are the Christians.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they're the best friends they have on earth, frankly.
And then we live in incredible times, General. And I, it's wonderful to have a voice in times like this. And I appreciate what you're doing and trying to educate people about what is really taking place. And certainly Israel today is the center of everything going on.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to having you as our guest again tomorrow on one of our other programs.
Thank you so much. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We're living in exciting times. We're living in dangerous times. most people don't have any idea how dangerous the times are. And, of course, I believe that General Hutchins is right, that there are people in our State Department who hate Israel. And I believe beyond that hatred is the idea to get as many Jews as you can there and then destroy that nation, destroy the Jews, thwart God's plan for the final days. And if you remember, of course, the scriptures, why it said that there will be 144,000 Jews who will survive, and they're going to be out there evangelizing for Christianity. Amazing, amazing predictions. Will they come to pass? Well, I happen to believe the Bible is an accurate interpretation of what's going on today and gives us the guidelines to what the future holds for Israel, for the Near East, for the Middle East, for the United States. And I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this nation because of what our leaders have done, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you haven't read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You can get the book. You can get the DVD. If you can't afford it, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and we have the DVD there. You can watch it. But we do hope you'll get the book. We do hope you'll get many of our items and get them out because they're important. They'll help people to understand what is taking place and begin making their preparations, both spiritual and physical, for the difficult times that lie ahead. Certainly, we recommend our talk on The Forbidden Secret. It's a DVD, comes with a syllabus. Understand that there really are spiritual forces out there. There is a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years for the times that we're living in today. We have a 4-tape set or a 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which takes you into Rhonda Byrne's very, very popular video and DVD. They sold millions of them, featured by Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey will tell you, this is the truth. This is how you get ahead in the world. You could have great wealth and prosperity, too. And you can, ladies and gentlemen. And the system works, but at the cost of your eternal soul. So if you'd like to get The Secret Behind the Secret, either the 4-tape set or the 4-CD set, you need to have this information. Let me suggest the videos, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. They're two very professionally done documentaries which will explain to you what's really going on today and why America is following the path that it has. Because from the very inception of this country, there were secret societies that were intent upon using America's wealth and financial power to bring about this world government with a new world religion, the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, this new world leader. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we hope that you will give us a call. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we'd be glad to send you one, or a catalog, or an emergency food catalog, or a health food catalog, or health product catalog. We'll send you these. 1-800-544-8927. But we do hope many of you will decide you're going to join the Radio Liberty family and help us. We have almost 60 outlets every week. We try to reach people across America, and more people are listening and learning. Your help will help us continue doing what we're doing. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Radio is